This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Starting with the good news, cheers for the news that the National Prison Rape Elimination Commission, created by Congress in 2003 under the Prison Rape Elimination Act, proposed new standards on June 23rd to help reduce the 60,000 sexual assaults on inmates each year. This was reported by the Huffington Post. In 2005, Amnesty International counted 148,200 women incarcerated in U.S. state and federal prisons and women's correctional facilities, where 70% of the guards are male. Amnesty International documented rapes of female inmates by correctional officials, sexual extortion, groping during body searches, and other forms of sexual assault. According to TheExaminer.com, the new standards proposed last week by the Commission include zero-tolerance policies, better staff training, and increased screening of inmates to find potential abuse victims. More news to cheer this week. The U.S. Census Bureau announced on June 19th that it will include same-sex couples in the 2010 census. This move is a reversal of a Bush-era court decision that same-sex marriages should not be counted. The revision acknowledges that same-sex marriage was not legal in the U.S. at the time of that decision, but now it is legal in six states. We're in the midst of determining the best way to ensure that gay and lesbian couples are accurately counted, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told the Associated Press. Also to cheer are Bolivian police, who have arrested eight men accused of raping over 60 women in their Mennonite community over the past few months, this according to the Associated Press. The men were arrested on June 23rd in the eastern Santa Cruz region, which is home to a Mennonite farming settlement. The federal prosecutor told Reuters that the men were suspected of raping at least two underage girls. Cheers also for Sistas Organizing to Survive, a one-year-old Florida-based organization, which held a three-day conference in Orlando, Florida this week to raise HIV awareness among black women and to encourage them to be tested. Debbie Tucci, coordinator for the Orange County Health Department's HIV/AIDS program, told the Kaiser Family Foundation that one in 68 black women in the state living with HIV is living with HIV/AIDS, and many are unaware that they are infected. And now, for the flip side, jeers for this week's news that the French cosmetics company L'Oreal once again was found guilty, this time of racial discrimination, on June 25th by the La Cour de Cassation, the French equivalent of the U.S. Supreme Court. Sky News quotes a L'Oreal company fax stating that Garnier's Fructus style promoters should be, quote, aged 18 to 22, wear size 38 to 42 clothes, and be BBR. BBR stands for Bleu, Blanc, Rouge, the colors of the French flag, and the Times Online calls this a code for white French people born to white French parents, disqualifying ethnic minorities living in France. This ruling is the second blow to the cosmetic brand. L'Oreal was accused of lightening a singer's skin for a campaign last year. More news to jeer this week. Rahima Begum was sentenced to being caned 39 times for pointing out the father of her child. She lives in an eastern village of Bangladesh that is strictly Muslim, where it's taboo to have a child out of wedlock. Agence France-Presse reports that the concern among human rights groups with the rise of such incidents in Bangladesh, hardline clerics handing down harsh punishments by way of the village courts for infractions such as adultery and having been raped, seem to be at the root of the increased violence. It's mostly women who are being impacted by these guilty verdicts. One group has recorded 15 such incidents in May and June. Reproductive freedom in the United States received two blows this week from state legislatures. On June 23rd, the Arizona Senate approved additional restrictions to women seeking abortions. Women must now wait 24 hours after their first visit to a doctor when seeking an abortion, and this visit must include specific information regarding the risks of the procedure as outlined by the state. The Associated Press reports that the bill also allows pharmacists and medical professionals to refuse to provide emergency contraception if they are morally opposed to it. And in Virginia, abortion providers are now legally subject to criminal charges for performing a second trimester abortion, this under a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals on June 25th. Jeers to singer Chris Brown, who will not serve jail time for his assault of pop star Rihanna, thanks to a plea agreement reached just hours before the scheduled start of a trial on June 22nd. The LA Times reports that Brown will serve 5 years of probation, do about 1,400 hours of community service, and take a year-long domestic violence course. He must also stay 50 yards away from Rihanna, except at industry events, in which case he may stand 10 yards away. Jeers for the gender divide in the theater, documented in a year-long study by a Princeton economics student and reported in the New York Times. The study found that there are twice as many male playwrights as female ones, and that men tend to be more prolific, completing more plays that are produced. The study also showed that to be deemed successful, a play by a woman had to earn a higher profit than a play by a man. We also note today that French President Nicolas Sarkozy officially announced on June 22nd that the burqa, the traditional Muslim head-to-toe attire, was not welcome in France. The American Free Press quotes Sarkozy as calling the Islamic burqa, quote, a symbol of subjugation rather than faith. While the burqa has not been legally banned in the country, the French National Assembly does plan to set up a commission to study the wearing of the burqa. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.